This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. My special caller in Florida, Simon, sent me a bunch of information. Some of it I'm actually familiar. I already downloaded the book. I want to lay it out that the most important thing I want to people to realize is there's nothing special about me or other people that have good callings. It's just that our guests have been opened up. And we can open up your guests by being, number one, curious enough to actually seek the truth and take our supplements that might open up your VMAT2 region of your brain, ask better questions and find out that you've been told lies either in your church, your political system, or wherever you live in your social media, and realize that the globalists have got a completely different agenda that sounds almost alien, because it is alien. And what I wanted to introduce today is that's why you're seeing the alien agenda coming forward with the Vatican. Their largest stereoscopic telescope in the mountain in Arizona. The global agenda to reduce the world population 90% is not a theory. It's been published openly since many years. And now you can get Klaus Schwab's book, The Grand Reset, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. And if you read through it, you realize this is a continuation of the Nazi cold sweats of Adolf Hitler and his tool society back 75, 80 years ago. This is nothing new. This is just an extension of it. And in many ways, it's an extension of the plans of the global elite back before the days of Noah, where God destroyed the human race that were basically hybridized to create gyms or genetically modified people back before the flood of Noah. So, Simon, the first thing I want people to do is call in 877-317-6432, ask better questions, realize I'm not what's into what's called fearnography or the pornography of fear. When we present truth, we always want to present you some solutions or pathway back to a world of glory and grace and God's oversight of us to try to fix things. I heard that this Friday, Saturday, there's a big conference with a number of people that I've known quite well, Steve Quayle, Dr. Tenpenny, many others. I call it a form of fearnography. Some of it's based on some facts, but you see, when you take facts without God, you're operating and pretending to be, quote, a prophetic voice of truth. And you can present some, what you assume, based on your level of knowledge, is scientific truth, but I form it as a form of what's called fearnography. Many people will not give grace to me for the production of solutions given by God, including the coronavirus solution of the EDUCAP, the first line defense kit, which I've had up entirely since last year. I've had it actually before that, an H5N1 and H1N1, so nobody died that took my supplements. Way better than ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And part of that reason, I think, is some people are into the glory of spreading fear and terror through the society without talking solutions. And that's distressing to me, but I want them to make them allies rather than enemies. And I will. I've got the funding now. I won't mention the sources, but I have also, besides the basic funding of the project, I have billionaires going to be talking to me in the next few days, so we'll be able to expand this to multiple continents. And eventually we'll make major caps that eliminate all vaccines, that'll eliminate all pathogens like West Nile virus and malaria. That'll eliminate many of the healthcare issues that cause people to get autoimmune disease, cancer, and genes, so I want to be the one to lock with the three keys of Methuselah God gave me through the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine I belong to, that mankind, as it says in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, when the Lord returns, though a person dies, a man or woman at 100, it'll be like the years of a child, like a five-year-old now. So I want people to understand that life extension is one of the end time signs of returning of God for his bride. As we are not less than God, we are the female counterpart of God in the realm of time space. Now that may shock you, but that's why all the pagan religions talk about the Queen of Heaven and why the Vatican keeps pushing that, including Mariology. And so the same thing in Islam and all these other fake religions. They want to push this Queen of Heaven philosophy, and that's why they talk about aliens being our evangelists. So we have the vaccine, which was promulgated by the Chinese in May of 2019 as a biological weapon against us. They vaccinated their population, and then that was the source in Belt and Road of the plague. So yes, they did take components we gave them, but they did turn it into a bioweapon, they thought. And when they vaccinated their people, that was actually the spread of this virus, which is literally less lethal than the 1917 by a large margin than many of the other plagues. But because they turned people into bioreactors with the toxic genetically vaccines for mRNA or DNA, they make people mutate the virus, according to people like Gerta Vardaboshan and other experts, and make them more likely to create super strains. That's the first thing. Second thing is they're putting other technologies in there. I'm going to have two out on tomorrow, talking about the hypermagnetic things where people take small magnets or they actually take a radio frequency sensor and people become radio broadcasters. They're broadcasting harmonic frequencies you can detect with radio equipment which I have. So we have to understand that this means that people are becoming radio broadcasters and then they can lock on them with a 560 beam that's directed. That's why they want 6 feet apart. So they can directly interface with your chromosomes and your brain. So they want to turn you into a functional cyborg, not in 3D, but in 5D, where you can't tell the data coming in, whether it's an image from your own brain or it's being inserted there by an external system. That's what they want. They want to reduce the world population, turn the remaining people into godless, sterile cyborgs in their super matrix. That's their objective. And so I want to start off with some of the things you've presented, Simon, and your major issues you're concerned about. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for having me on again, Dr. Deagle. I think that your listeners should know that a few commentators have already covered the substance of this report, but what everyone so far has overlooked or not had time to address is the first 15 pages, which cover issues like the actual people who have chaired and participated in the committees of the National Academy of Science in producing this report, and also the funding sources, because clearly people rarely bite the hand that feeds them, as we've seen with some of the information that's come out about Dr. Fauci's emails. So what was significant here, and I would like to point out that this is a consensus report, is you've essentially got about 100 scientists, which include people from both Israel and from the Chinese National Academy of Science, really pushing the envelope on the ethics about human-animal hybrids and these potentially being brought to term rather than being aborted very early in their developmental stages. And what was astonishing to me was it was actually the National Institute of Health who funded this report, along with an organization called the Dana Foundation, one of the
D-A-N-A
Foundation, yes. And that's existence since 1950, and its founder and his ancestors all have very storied history in American neuroscience. And then one of the co-chairs of the committees actually has a Green Wall Foundation fellowship.
Greenwahl, is it? Wall, W-H-L?
The Green Wall, yes, like a green room for a television show, Green Wall Foundation. And they, once again, have been specializing in bioethics, and that also is a long-standing thing dating back to 1949. And when I did a word search for this gentleman who's now deceased, Frank Greenwald, just with the first word that I decided to search with, which was eugenics, it was very interesting, the report that popped up from 2013, which very, very much vindicated many of the stories that you've been telling your listeners over the last few years, which was on bio-enhancement of soldiers, programs both in the United States and also in the People's Republic of China. And that report, and I think the link to that, was called Enhanced Warfighters, Risk, Ethics, and Policy.
Let me give you a story. This goes back to almost 16 years ago when I first started taking care of a series of these special soldiers. One gentleman, for example, I won't mention his name, told me that they injected him when he was 29 years of age. He actually grew 6.5 inches in height, put on 100 pounds of body mass, and, of course, developed other neuromuscular abilities, super strength. And most of his colleagues had this done, too. They had started suffering from, after a period of time, after their tours of duty, they started developing a lot of bone pain and other problems, and many of them committed suicide. You have to understand they were playing around with these soldiers as if they're toys, and they literally experimented on them. They're not like people. They're machines to be manipulated genetically and otherwise. Now, people find this hard to believe, but you have to understand that although we went into a trade war with Donald Trump against China, China had all the components to do this from us and from the lab in Netherlands and the Brisbane, Australian lab that actually had the virus 1,000 miles from Wuhan, that they had already added the AIDS 18 genes were extracted from the 1917 pandemic. Now, I know Dr. Mikovits kind of missed that bit of data, but when I had her on about a month and a half ago, I explained that when she was here in person in my studio, that I have classified access to information. So you have to understand, they've been manipulating both the U.S. and Canada. In fact, America was actually sending magazines to Adolf Hitler that invented eugenics. It was not invented in Germany, it was invented in America, and we exported it to Germany. Did you know that?
That's absolutely true, and in fact, one of the women who was a leader of the movement in the United Kingdom was Margaret Sanger.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Process is starting. God's inspiring now that I'm getting the funding and moving forward. I'm going to move out of the what I call distant, we have lots of audience all over the world, but it's going to move to a much higher platform this week, because after I get further groomed to talk to all our billionaire people who are supporting the projects and multiplying it many, many continents, I'll be talking specifically to Donald J. Trump and to his team. Now, as we move on to that stage, I'm in the process of rewriting my books, Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon. And if you follow the story of me, again, remember, as a most important thing I tell people is not that I'm special, but that God selected me. Now, it's because I went and died and went to the other side and came back. He took my physical and spiritual gifts, so he amplified them. And I can give you, actually, nutraceuticals to amplify your lamp. But, see, I remember the vaccine programs that give children up to 2,000 micrograms of aluminum, the toxic genetically modified foods, the electrical pollution that's occurring in our society, and the toxic chemicals gas by buildings. All these things combined with toxic education, toxic spirituality, the lamp is burning less and less bright. It's like the dimmer switch on the lamp that connects us to God and to also empathic to every other human being and every other living thing. So we're disconnecting from nature. We're disconnecting from the Creator. Now, I can reverse that. Now, the story of me is that because I've been on the other side, I know the future. In fact, 61 years ago, God showed me what's coming. And I can see if we don't stop the current events, the trajectory is that we're going to eventually have a thermonuclear war with Russia, biological chemical wars with minor nations, and it'll be a total collapse of the human population in the biosphere. Now, we can stop that. I'm not a fearnographer. I'm not going to press a fear and just scare the crap out of you. I want you to know that our God is God. But the most important thing is the first transformation of who you are and your friends, not convincing with an argument, but convincing them with a transformation of their underlying biology. Because your soul, which is the goal of this thing, that's why these vaccines and the virus attacks the VMAT2 region, the soul is the goal. And if we can reverse that soul damage, then we can wake people up because then they can accept. It's like you give them a third or astral eye, their spirit eye. And I feel like I'm a one-eyed man in the land of the blind. By the one eye, I'm talking about my astral or spirit eye, my spirit ears. We all have them. We just don't have them open. It's like a baby doesn't open her eye. And you keep on telling them, open your eye, sending your dear to your daughter. And they don't open it for so many hours or days. When they finally open it, they say, there's my mama, you know. In other words, you got to get people to open up their eyes to perceive the truth. You can try to convince them, but a convincing argument will not work on somebody who's blind spiritually or incapable of absorbing the truth. So, again, what I see happening is we have a timeline here. I have to get through to Trump because he's still, how can I say, suffering from the abuse he had from his father, that he wants to feel special by pushing the vaccine glory card, which we're going to have him overcome. Because he inspired me, along with God telling me what to do, to build the EDUCAP system. So I want him to get that political glory. I want people to understand that when we're in God's hands, he's going to provide us in the future mineralized, non-toxic food without pesticides, using radiotic pest suppression. We're going to have a world where there's not going to be electrical pollution of cell phones everywhere, where people talking publicly about private matters. They'll probably have a phone booth or a place to go privately. We'll have much higher data transfers, but there'll be kind of data transfers that won't interface with our brain because they want to call MindNet. You can hear some of these major broadcast people talking about MindNet and think it's really funny. They're smirking about it, think it's funny. It's totalitarian control. It literally is hell on earth. And I want people to realize we're only a matter of months or a couple of years away from the totalitarian revelation of this after the massive collapse of population, which the globalists are trying to do. They don't want life extension. If I have the full workout of my three keys of Methuselah, epigenetic frequency therapy, which I published in 1981, 41 years ago, the red deer velvet DR that gives you a placenta, the biological molecules to rebuild your tissue, and the epigenetic frequency therapy through the microRNA EDUCAPs, we can regenerate your organs. So basically, in the future, people will not die of aging or disease. They'll die of, as I said, being a little sarcastic, they'll die of stupidity, they'll die of selfies, and they'll die of supernova. But they will not die of the typical causes of death. They'll die of violence only and stupidity, like falling off a cliff, doing a selfie. So, Simon, I'd like you to kind of lay out what you see as solutions to the problem, because I'm going to lay out some solutions now, not just problems, because I want a new type of city. I want to be able to bring this money back that we have to design what's called template cities. That will be like a pod city of 50,000, no larger than 50,000. No buildings taller than three stories. High-speed monorail, so the third story of buildings. No vehicles coming into the city except underground. Everything else on the periphery of the city then come in when they some alternative means of transportation. Everything outside is plants and vegetables and people walking around and moving sidewalks. And none of this high-tech noisiness and trucks and truck pollution and everything else going on. I want to make sure nobody goes without a proper place to live and eat. And so they don't have to be billionaires, but no one should go without mineralized food and proper care of their body and health. And you're not talking about communism. We're talking about rationalism. And we want to get banking but without interest. As I said to my son earlier, I said, if you had a lot of money, what would you invest? He said, privacy. I want privacy. So people do private communications. It's nobody else's business, whether it's banking or communication to your spouse, your friends. It's not going to be monitored by the supernet, by the global elite. So we want to build we are the new world order, not those idiots out there. They're the old world disorder. We want to build a world where people live extended lifespans and say, your great-great-grandpa can still play tennis with you 150 years from now. I want things so that the wisdom, which is, you know, gathered by, you know, the wise old people of our society, maintain that wisdom. The most valuable thing your society has is not gold or silver, it's wisdom. So go ahead with your comments and we'll move forward in this, because I want people to realize we need to start becoming the revelation of God's miraculous development of the New World Order. We need to stop suffering and thinking we confront these idiots and how to change them. No, we need to attract the ones out of their society that want to leave their horrors and enter a society of grace, glory, and human life extension. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I think it's very important for your listeners to realize that when you use the phrase months and years, you're not being rhetorical or exact.
Right.
That's exactly the prospect we face now. And so Boris Johnson, I'm sure many listeners will know, is the Prime Minister of Great Britain. They currently are the president of the G7, which is the top seven largest economies in the world. And they're meeting with the U.S. president in Cornwall, which is in southwest England, this week.
Right.
And he is publicly, as the head for this time frame, as president of the G7 group of nations, to push hard the agenda of Bill Gates and Gavi, which is the Global Alliance on Vaccinations and Immunizations. And to that end, in the newspapers in Britain just a few days ago, he's announced that he's calling upon all of the associated heads of state to embrace his goal of a jab in every arm worldwide for the entire population of Earth by the end of December 2022. So we're on an 18-month countdown for everyone to be inoculated, whether they want it or not. This is not offering the jab to people. This is getting it done in each arm within the next 18 months.
Right. Either if your friend got sick and or died from it, and people object to it, that's what they want to do. Forced totalitarian subjugation that violates the Nazi Nuremberg protocols and the EUA emergency use authorization, they don't give a crap. Because these are devils trying to rule over us. Devils. Demon rats, I call them, like Dark Spiro.
Revasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is continuing her first foreign trip today, with the focus shifting now to Mexico. She's meeting with the country's president a day after similar talks in Guatemala. As far as when she'll go to the U.S.-Mexico border, Lester Holt on NBC's Today Show pressed the issue.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is planning to ease border restrictions for fully vaccinated people against coronavirus. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since last year. USA Radio News. Attorneys General are urging lawmakers to pass legislation that would prevent billionaires from misusing bankruptcy to avoid accountability. This comes as Purdue Pharma is poised to win immunity in bankruptcy court, which would shield the Sackler family from any opioid litigation tied to the crisis. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wadsden saying the Sacklers are using corporate bankruptcy as a tactic to hide behind. The White House COVID response team is pushing states hard to hit President Biden's big 4th of July goal. Biden wants to see 70% of all U.S. adults with at least one vaccination shot by the summer holiday. Senior White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters 13 states have reached the threshold. The national adult rate stands at more than 63%, but the pace of vaccinations has slowed down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying there's much more work to do, especially among younger people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So I want to repeat what you just said about India here, Simon. Simon, I want you to go back over the timeline. People have to understand. Now, I'll tell you what's going to happen. This is something that people that are listening to the show. We had someone earlier today called Michelle, and they were saying, well, we want to get you at high points on Google. The people we've attracted that have just come in from the Internet are, by and large, aggravating, disgusting. If they haven't heard the words that are spoken in the actual perspective of the NutriMedical report, most of the time they're extremely demanding, very negative, or have just stunned attitudes toward things. So we don't want that. We want people word of mouth that they have themselves a benefit because they got a consult, they get themselves their health back, they hear the truth, they go check the references, and they find out that we're not lying. You can actually find the open references and all the things we say. But I want you to repeat about what happened in India, because this is very serious. India had access at Pentecost, hydroxychloroquine early on, and ivermectin, and they were actually conquering the plague until the vaccine program took off. And they're using a version of AstraZeneca's formula, which was banned in 20 countries. And this toxic formula was starting to mutate the virus. We know there's 14 specific mutations that are present in the DNA analysis, which makes it not only ivermectin resistant, but much more lethal. And the spike proteins come off of people to their bystanders are much more toxic than the previous relatively mild COVID-19. We now we call this COVID-21 I or India. So what the hell happened here that the Indians did something in terms of their recommendations for approved medical therapies? Please tell us what this happened and how did it happen? What went on?
So people can read the original article by Nick Corbishley on nakedcapitalism.com. It's also been mirrored on Zero Hedge. The article's just come out in the last 2 hours, and it's saying that India's Director General of Health Services and DGHS has executed a stunning policy reversal that has removed from the list of approved medicines for treating COVID-19, and they have taken off the antibiotic doxycycline hydroxychloroquine, zinc, ivermectin, and vitamin C.
And by the way, there's other treatments that have happened that Trump got. One was monoclonal antibodies, which I'm sure they didn't want to have that there either, did they?
So those were all very low-priced, non-generic medications and supplements that were
right.
particularly suitable for use in non-health clinic settings in some of the rural villages of
right.
India.
Right.
Instead, they're recommending treatments that are multi-$1,000 hospital drugs that your average Indian citizen has no financial capacity to...
yeah, you're talking about drugs that are like from major drug companies are tied to Bill Gates and the World Health Organization and it costs thousands of dollars and just ivermectin is pennies there, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And yet the World Health Organization is celebrating this decision, and no justification has been provided whatsoever. It's a straight announcement. These are off the list. We think you should use these things instead. But the healthcare system simply doesn't have the financial resources to be handing out to everyone convalescent plasma or remdesivir.
Right. By the way, remdesivir has already proven to be useless. I know the preliminary results from remdesivir, so... You know, this is an example of the corporatism that takes over the world. We have corporate emperors and kings now, just like we had the kings of the Middle East and so on, and the kings of ancient China, emperors. We have new corporate kings. All of them are druids, which are Draco reptilians. They're basically people of clay and iron, physical flesh, human flesh, dwelt by transdimensional entities from the excorporated bodies of the ancient Draco reptilians of the star system Alpha Draconis that are head of the druidic organizations such as the Vatican, the international banks, the Druidic Council of 12, and the Pindar, the penis of the dragon. And we have to understand it's almost like a planetary takeover because they lost their own planet 671.2 light years away. And finally, the gravity waves are coming here likely to cause a pole shift. And the globalists are freaking out because April 2029, Apophis, which remains an ancient Egyptian, the destroyer, asteroid is going to pass its two lunar diameters, which is enough to cause a gravity wave over 12 hours. It'll cause a pole shift. So they know they're predicting their own scientists by April 2029 we're going to have a pole shift of 1,700 miles, which would destroy coastal communities across the world, create tsunamis, create superstorms of all kinds of very bizarre behavior that can't even the globalists can only partially control, even with their satellite-based thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and HARP-2 projects in space. So what they're facing now is they're trying to survive like the ancient, warlocks in the movie The Time Machine, going back to the book 100 years ago. They actually wrote this book, in a sense, by channeling what they see as their future, which is the only way they can survive is if they destroy us, control the human biology, and create a cyborg, sterile population, and survive to create their new world after the passage of Apophis. And the explosion over a period of up to 20 years or more of Betelgeuse, their nearby star, the eighth brightest star in the sky. And so what we're facing here, this is in the star signs, we talked about with Jonathan, that was our guy from New Zealand who traveled around the world. We're facing the tribulation. There's not a seven-year tribulation, as some people say. The tribulation's already started. We are in now, I call the gathering storm. Now, what's going to happen to me, specifically in my cohorts, people like you and others that are called to speak truth or wisdom, we are the prophets that can save the world. Now, it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. Think of that as informational manna or the food that keeps you alive. If you listen to me, whether it's your health problem or geopolitical or spiritual, you'll survive. If you don't, you'll die. And our society is going to start being divided into those that we call the sheep and the goats. The sheep basically decide to start turning toward God, even if they had something stupid, like they took the vaccine, they got sick, and they contacted us and we saved them. Or they start to get into a separate economy, which we're working toward, that will involve a combination of strategic minerals, gold by the gram, and cryptology that's completely separate and away from the NSA and global snooping. We have to have a system of a parallel world. The New World Order is us. We are the bride of God. They take even our title by calling themselves and their pagan organizations, including the Vatican and the Muslims. They're looking toward, quote, the Queen of the Heavens, which every pagan religion teaches. And the reason is, that is us. We are the bride of God. We are the equivalent in time and space of the creator of the universe when we are in line totally with his spirit. And sin is simply doing things that are not in line with the spirit of the creator. The only one who can take away that sin is God, not us, by good works. The Masons teach otherwise. They teach that good works, like the Satan does, will take away sin when sin really is not agreeing with the wisdom and the direction of the Creator God. So, if people think their particular religious viewpoint is correct and they want to argue with me, please do it on air or off air. Do it with enough bravery to ask tough questions to realize that people like you and me, Simon, and people like John W. Spring and others are called forth to be prophets and prophetesses. It says that there's 24 elders around the throne room of the Creator God. Well, that's 12 at the start of his ministry and 12 at the end, because at the end of the 2000 or double period of grace, it's time now for the fulmination of everything to happen now in the next few years, and for human race to either turn back to where God or be annihilated. And I believe that it's not thumbs down Circus Maximus, it's going to be thumbs up. But you have to have an action. So one of the first things that's going to happen, once I now have the funding and produce the EDUCAP, and it expands with these billionaires to many, many hundreds of, say, bioreactors in different continents, and it can respond within a week if there's a new pile of pathogen arise or a new version of a virus. So we know, in other words, bioweapons become useless under my technology. My role as a prophet will rise very rapidly, especially if I become a private advisor directly to President Trump, which will probably happen this week. That means that all the people who have attacked me or refused to negotiate with me, I'm not looking to make them enemies. I'm looking to make them allies by submitting to the fact that they have been what I call fear-mongering, I call fear pornographers. And we wanted people to repent of that, because you can't present fear and damage and danger without presenting the truth, and truth only comes from the Creator. So when I hear, whether it's Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Dr. Tenpenny or Steve Quayle, don't be a pornographer. Turn toward the God and realize that he's going to take care of all these things, whether it's earthquakes, volcanoes, or superstorms or whatever. Our God is God. We'll be back in a moment. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Okay, we have a gentleman from Ontario. What's your first name, gentleman, again?
Sam.
Okay, your question is, you went and meditated in Sedona, Arizona, back some years ago, and when you meditate, you're at a vortex region. Now, vortex, let me explain this. Tesla knew about the vortices, so curious, the native peoples did too. That's why you'll find certain areas that look like you should have put a settlement there, say in British Columbia or some other place in, say, Idaho or wherever the natives were. They don't put them there because they know those are what's called negative vortices, because there's a structure to the Schumann resonance of the Earth as a living thing. And when you go to those vortice areas, it opens what's called the astral doors to the spirit realm, where the wall between consciousness and the spirit realm is very narrow. So when you go there, if you're in a negative area, you're actually opening the door to negative spirits that can come in and harass you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So when you go to the vortex, you're actually going to an area. You see, you got to understand there's three realms. The first realm is the realm of time-space, where there is time because there's the arrow of time from conversion of energy and mass. The second area was the zone, is what's called the zone of consciousness, and that is where Satan was cast to the top realm of the realm of eternity, where there's the eternal now, into the realm of consciousness. He actually has a temple in the realm of consciousness that looks identical to Denver International Airport. His actual temple for Satan in astral hyperspace actually looks exactly like DIA. Isn't that interesting?
Which international airport?
Denver International Airport. That's why it's called the world. The DIA, if you go there and you see the actual astral diagrams and pictures and so on, artwork by this Mayan artist, it tells you like the astral future. Because you see, Satan only has partial knowledge of the future, not complete, but he has enough to know. That's why they tried to kill all the Hebrew babies. And that's why the Hebrew baby Moses was caught by the Pharaoh's daughter 3,000 years ago, and she resuscitated him because he was actually drowning. And he had this near-death experience, which opened up his lamp. That's why he was able to hear from God, because his lamp was brighter than normal. You follow me?
Okay. Yes.
Now, when you go to a vortex area, you're opening yourself up to both good and evil. So a lot of people, when they do seances or go to vortex areas, if you're not spiritually balanced, you can actually open yourself to what's called some of the top warrior demons that use what's called incubi and succubi to social and spiritual inhabitation. They can actually start avataring you like a video game. If you look at all the people that rule our world, like Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton, they're people of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh and iron being the transdimensional entities in the spirit realm that literally start playing with their cortex and their thoughts. So they're basically either possessed or oppressed, one or the other.
Okay.
Possession means total control. Oppression means fear-driven behavior changes, okay? Now, a lot of people can't see these things because their astral eyes closed. Now, I have a protocol I just put up this last few days to open up your astral eye, your spirit eye. Now, you can't really convince people, because people cannot see, if they don't see what they call their spirit eye, their eye would call it, perceives what's called the second realm, the realm of consciousness, because human beings are actually God's children. We are actually made in the image of the Creator. So
we are not less than God. The collective human race and the other advanced sentient beings across the universe where God has visited these ancient worlds all across the galaxy for billions of years, we're all the children of God. We're actually made in His image, which means in time and space, we're actually equivalent to the Creator. We're not less than God. We're equal to God. Do you know that?
From what you tell me, yes.
Now, by equal means, if we are in absolute compliance with His will, meaning we don't do anything evil, because sin is creating a blockage between yourself and the will of the Creator, because He's always right. He always has wisdom. He always has truth. He always has love. So when you actually are in alignment with that will, and they have various versions of it. For example, if you look at the story about the calf woman and the white buffalo, female buffalo, that the natives have in the Crow Nation and so on, they have their version where they actually told them how to have the seven principles of having a balanced society so they don't kill the other tribes or damage nature, and they start to be in balance with the biosphere, with Gaia. Because we're an extension of the creation. We're not completely separate from it. We're an extension of it. But when you damage the V-mount region of the brain, you lose your connection to nature and to the Creator and to actually other human beings. So, for example, I'm a hyper-empath, but I can pass on my gifts to anybody else. I can pour the waters with prayer on them. I can even tell people their spirit name on their white stone given in the Book of Revelation. I give their Hebrew letters that tells them what their name is. It's like their calling card or their speed dial to God. When you pray, that Hebrew letter comes up on your white stone, which is your spirit, and it tells God who's calling him. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Caller ID.
It's basically spirit caller ID to the Creator. Now, yeah, go ahead, Simon.
Could I just ask Sam if this was a personal experience or one that he'd read about? Because Redfield, the Left Behind Prophecy.
This was a personal experience. That's why.
Really, because it didn't. Remarkably similar to the one that Mr. Redfield had and the interview that he gave in Mind, Body, and Spirit magazine, where he said, all of a sudden, a crow flew out of the canyon and right over my head, then flew back to the canyon. I continued to make notes, and the crow came out of the canyon again and flew over me, and then the book that I was working on just came pouring out of me.
Well, you got to understand, when I do an empathic thing, I'm talking to someone just on the phone or email, I'm not just an I, but a we. I can actually tell you where their arteries blocked, what spiritual generational curses they have in their family, the abuse. I can actually start to become not only me, but their mother person. I'm not reincarnated. There's what's called simultaneous carnation. In other words, I can connect with an ancient, 3,000 years ago, ancient priestess in Santorini, and I know about spirit wisdom, about the language she spoke and what she did in their little temple, because you knew that there was coming a destruction of the whole area of Santorini with a volcano. Well, that doesn't mean I'm reincarnated from there. It means I'm connected. And you see, in heaven, there's no such thing as time. So I'm going to play this little clip here before we go today. And I want you to understand, this is what I call fearnography. This is the Extinction Protocols, Globalists to Initiate Tribulations. There's this Friday and Saturday. I think I'll get it, but I want to be able to analyze it, because I think I want to convert them to allies, because none of these people are called as prophets. They're very wise in their knowledge of the world. But to call as a prophet, you have to have the knowledge of the world plus the spirit truth from God and solutions. And that's what distinguishes me. I have both. God has had my day timer to make me an intelligence 27 years ago, to give me a superior intelligence over 200. But let me play this, okay? Gen 6 Productions, by the way. Force Vaccines, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Alien Disclosure, Westbrook, Mass Starvation, Mike Adams, Electric Magnetic Vaccines, Geological Upheaval, Volcanic Winter, Haven, World at War, Nuclear War, Missiles, Unprecedented Weather, Begley, Dave Hodges, Chinese Invasion, AI Terminator, Solar Storms, The Holding, Alternative Currencies, Christiane Breskop. End of Freedom. Global to initiate tribulations. Now, they just showed these as pictures there, but if you watch my Periscope, you'll see that in here. Now, I want people to understand this. And this is not to criticize them, but to open them up. Because when people do things because they're in a state of deprivation, that's the first stage before you reach forward to the people that are called the prophets. People like me and John Spring and yourself were called to have some manna or truth from the Creator. We can see the horrors that are coming. But even in India, they didn't rise up against the fact that their director of their programs, now worshipfully accepted by the World Health Organization, took all these normal therapies that were available at SENSE and tried to help people previously, which is why their coronavirus cases were dropping like a rock until they started the vaccine program with ivermectin, resistant, producing superviruses with 14 gene changes. And you have to understand it's the passivity and stupidity of the public that basically don't have an astral or spirit eye to perceive truth. So the real solution is not just getting a convincing message. It's to speak spirit words to the people to realize when I get to the position where I'm actually able to give people the educap, their spirit eyes will open and say, oh my God, Dr. Bill Deagle was not just Dr. Deagle. He was a prophet sent back from the dead to save billions for the will of the Most High God, and I have to listen to him, so I don't want my people, my family, my nation to die. And he was sent back from the dead 69, almost 70 years ago to serve the Creator God. That truth, when that finally hits them, they'll start changing because they have to accept the truth on a spirit level, not just an argumental level. So if your pornography doesn't work, you have to transform people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I hope that gets through to people. I have the funding now. My project's moving forward as we get the billion funding and we spread these things and I get talking to Trump. I will be like Samuel, the personal advisor in the court of King David, to the king of Ephraimerica, King Donald J. Trump, now repentant and receiving wisdom from his Samuel Council to be the best leader America's ever had. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.